I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The new year has arrived, and with that, the activation of the 2008 fishing regulations for West Virginia. There are three minor changes that you will be interested in noting on several waters of the state, and we'll talk about them right after this.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
The 2008 fishing regulations for West Virginia include three changes that were put into effect by the Natural Resources Commission. Brett Preston is chief of Warm Water Fisheries at DNR and explains the first involves two newly acquired waters in north central West Virginia.
A set of special regulations on a small impoundment up in Monongalia County, part of a new wildlife management area called Pedler. And Dixon Lake is a small 7-acre lake that has a catch and release regulation for all species. We are designing that for a family-friendly fishing opportunity there, and we want to get this lake off to a good start. So we're experimenting with a new approach here and catch and release all species, barbless hooks only, and no boating. So it'll be, like I said, it's a small 7-acre lake that should be a very welcoming spot for families to try their hand at fishing. In addition, there's another lake on the property, on the wildlife management area, a 15-acre lake, where there is small boat access and trout stocking, and it's open to regular regulations.
Now, that's Mason Lake. Preston says the idea here is to make Dixon Lake a place where everybody could have a good time catching big fish.
We've stocked some hybrid sunfish, for example, in there. We hope to get some fast growth on those.
Meanwhile, a second change will be instituted this year at Charles Fork and Mont Cove Lakes.
Those lakes have a 24-inch minimum size and a two-day creel limit, two-per-day creel limit for walleye. And what we're trying to do there is establish a broodstock source for a walleye program so that we can be a little more independent getting fish to stock in state waters.
And the final change for this year will be at East Lynn Lake in Wayne County.
It's a removal of a 12 to 16-inch slot limit at East Lynn Lake. That slot limit's been in effect for a number of years. What we found from looking at black bass populations at East Lynn is there wasn't really any difference in catch rates and growth rates and size distribution at East Lynn. So when you compare it to other lakes that doesn't have a special regulation, the slot limit really wasn't doing what we had hoped it would do.
So. The new 2008 fishing regulations are now available at licensed retailers across the state and on the web at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.